Thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And coach, before we get to today's game against the Chargers, really good 60-minute performance by your team last week. You talked about trusting the process, stacking them day to day, week to week. How was the week of practice after the Jets game?
Yeah, good. I mean, the Chargers are a good team. They've got a lot of talented players. You know, even though we played them last year, there's so many changes from the coaching staff. All five offensive linemen are new. You know, they changed their kicker and returner this week. So there's a lot of new things for us to talk about, but we're doing the best we can to get caught up on them and be ready to go. So I think we'll be ready to go today.
Is tempo a big thing for them as far as their ability to play fast on offense?
They mix it in a little bit. At times they'll try to go fast from second to third down to keep defenses from getting their third down package on the field. You know, we've seen that pretty much every week from most teams. But they, yeah, that's something that they do. Just the general no-huddle, though, that hasn't really been their thing.
Coach, you look at your running back situation and the ability to have a guy up or a guy down week to week according to game plans. You know, Harris has been really strong, obviously, running the ball. But a guy like Brandon Bolden, another time around here with you, and just how good has he been, you know, not only in special teams, but his ability in the screen game and the nose to get in the end zone last week with his outing?
Yeah, Brandon does a good job for us. He's, you know, always been a really dependable player when we've had to use him. And there have been years where he hasn't played very much offensively. And then there's a year like this year where he's playing a lot more. But whatever the role is, he's always prepared and he always does a good job with it. So, yeah, we're very fortunate to have the kind of depth that he gives us at that position.
You look at Herbert, and I've talked to you before about Herbert. Obviously, you played against him last year. You've already talked about that. New coach, new year, different year. But seeing him on tape this year, what do you think is the biggest change as to helping his game and get to the level he's at right now at a very early age?
Well, he's pretty good. He had a, you know, a historical year last year, you know, one of the top rookie, maybe it was the top, and depends on what categories you're talking about, but, you know, rookie quarterback in NFL history. So he's very productive. He's very accurate. He's athletic. He can move and run and extend plays. If the play breaks down, he can extend it and make something out of it. So he's a good, solid player that does really can make all the throws, does everything well. And he has an excellent group of skill players with, you know, Williams, Allen, Cook, Eckler, you know, he's got a lot of options there. So you know, it's a very good passing attack and obviously a good quarterback.
You mentioned Eckler there, and we've talked about, you know, the wide receivers with Williams and Allen, but Eckler's ability in the screen game, how imperative is it for your front seven to know where he's at all times? I know he may have had an issue this past week in practice and his availability may be in question, but what element does he add to their offense outside of the skill people?
Yeah, you know, we're definitely planning on seeing him. I think he'll be there. Eckler's a really strong player. You know, size, it's not, I mean, he's, you know, 200 pounds or whatever, but he plays a lot stronger than that. And he's a tough guy to tackle, tough guy to bring down. He gets a lot of yards after contact, and he's quick and elusive in space. So he's one of the better backs we see. I think everybody has a ton of respect for him because of his toughness and his competitiveness and how hard he is to bring down when he has the ball in his hands.
All right, let's go to the defensive side of the ball. How different are they? Obviously, they got a heck of a player in Bosa up front, but how different are they from last year and some of the things they may do?
It's quite different. You know, under Coach Bradley last year, they really played a four-down scheme and kind of the Seattle three package. You know, with Coach Staley, they play a lot more odd front, covering the center, and a lot of times they're in really like a 5-2 type of defense where they have, you know, basically five defensive linemen on the field. And you know, that puts a lot of pressure on the offensive line and just the size and aggressiveness of their front guys. So, you know, Coach Staley does a good job of mixing the fronts up, mixing the looks up. He causes some confusion there. And we're going to have to do a good job of communicating and sorting all that out, making sure that we get everybody blocked and we don't cut anybody loose up there in the running or the passing game. You know, and then, of course, you have to deal with James and some of the multiples he has in coverage. So they play a lot of zone coverage, but they also match it. So it really plays like man-to-man once the pattern unfolds. So they get on guys pretty tight. You know, have a good combination of that zone to match zone. Obviously led the league in defense with the Rams last year. So I'm sure that's what he's trying to build to. And, you know, they're definitely on the, you know, they're on the right track.
All right, Coach, last one for you here today. You obviously had two games out here at SoFi Stadium last year. It was during the pandemic. But what's one of the most unique things? You played in a lot of these new buildings, but anything stand out to you about the stadium?
Well, it was a different experience last year, you know, with nobody in the stadium. It just seems so big and massive, which it is. But I think it's kind of hard to appreciate a stadium like that when there's nobody in it. So it'll be interesting to see what it's like today with, you know, with a full crowd and, you know, a lot of energy. So, you know, we're looking forward to the opportunity and challenge.
All right, Coach, good luck today against the Chargers. Go get them.
All right. Thanks, Scott. Appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. Let's throw it back to Beetle at 98.5 The Sports Hub.